Okay, so I would say today's daf is actually tomorrow's daf. Shkoyach for coming out on Erev Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. Tomorrow's daf is Sukkah daf Yud. We left off actually this morning when we learned today's daf test. We actually got a little bit onto daf Yud. We covered the first couple lines. So we're going to pick it up from Yud, an Aleph, a few lines down into the page where the Gemara says, Kama Yehei Ben Sukkah L'Sukkah. Right? How much between a sukkah and a sukkah? That's about 8 lines down at the top of the page. Let's just quickly get our bearings. The Gemara had been discussing sukkah on top of a sukkah. We have a sukkah on top of a sukkah. The Gemara gave, the Mishnah said it's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, it depends. If the upper sukkah has dwellers, then it is a problem. If it doesn't have dwellers, that's not a problem. And then our Gemara came along and gave a few qualifications. It really depends on the status of the upper sukkah. If the upper sukkah has the status of a sukkah, and if it's within a certain height, then it could make a problem with the lower sukkah. If its upper sukkah is irrelevant, then it could be, won't make a problem with the lower sukkah. The Gemara gave 4 different scenarios. Pumim with the both kasher, pumim with the both pasul. When the both kasher really just kasher is one big sukkah. Pumim with the both pasul, pumim where upper one's kasher, pumim with the lower one's kasher. That was the last Gemara that we quoted. Just 2 quick points on on the daf from this morning that I just neglect to mention. One is we had in the machlekes in the prior Mishnah whether sukkah has to be made l'shma. Beishamai said it has to be made l'shma, l'shem sukkah, and Beisilah said not. Taisus, top Taisus just brings on Testament Aleph on top from the Yushalmi, just a point just to bring out. Even according to Beisilah, you have to do epis, something you have to do. Mechadish, this hut that you've been using all year, l'shem shade, for shade purposes. I'm saying it doesn't have to be l'shem sukkah, and therefore it's kosher, but epis something you have to mechadish l'shem sukkah. It's very nice idea in the Yushalmi. Even according to Beis Hillel, you have to mechadish, but epis davar, Agamar doesn't speak it out, but the Yushalmi does, and Tesis brings it. Point number one. Point number two, we said a drasha that, how do we know a sukkah on top of a sukkah, which is the Gemara that we're focused on right now, is a problem, because it says basukais, says we're basukais, and we learn from basukais that the person has to be in one sukkah. The Gemara asks, Adarabba, basukais is plural. If anything, it sounds like you could be in a sukkah inside a sukkah. Basukais is plural, not singular. Answers the Gemara, but the word is written chaser. The word basukais is written without a vav. It's written basukais without a vav, and therefore we say that it has to be in a singular sukkah by itself. Ask Tosfos, does that mean that this mahalach is only going according to the man number who says you go based on the way it's written, and not based on the way it's pronounced? We had a machlekes earlier this mesech. We pointed out that this sermon amr go based on the kri, the way it's pronounced, which is basuka. It sounds like a plural word. Whereas certain man amr go based on the mesiris, the way it's written. The way it's written is chaser. But that was all off community. The chum and merab shimon, whether or not you need three walls plus a tefach wall according to shimon, or 2 walls plus a tefach wall according to rabbanon. We made it very much based in the machlekes with the yodish and the mekriyah and the mesiris. Asked Taisvus, does that mean this gemara, this whole gemara we're discussing, that a sukkah on top of a sukkah renders the lower sukkah no good? Is that only going according to the mandamar who holds yesh in the mesiris, not according to the mandamar who holds yesh in the mikra? Answers Taisvus, avadana. Taisvus says no. Avad, even the mandamar says yesh aim. The mikra agrees that it is something to the mesiris. Essentially, Taisvus brings out a very important point. They both agree with each other. There is a way that it's written, and there is a way that's pronounced. They each have a machlekes. What's the ikur way we attack this word? Do you go based on the way it's written, the way it's pronounced? But they both agree the other one has some status to it. So therefore, once I've already used, according to the Mandam Rav Yesh Aim, Lemikra, the way it's pronounced, I use that for my purposes of how many walls I need for my sukkah. He holds Yesh and Lemikra, that he used for the amount of walls I need for the sukkah. Once I've already used the Mikra, I can still use the Messiah the way it's written, namely Chaser, to say that it's got to be one sukkah and not a sukkah within a sukkah underneath another sukkah. So it's basically Tais answering that this drasha works the kuliyama, not just according to the opinion of Yesh Aim Lemesiris. One last point, when we talk about the sukkah, this is really on our Gemara, we're talking about a sukkah on top of a sukkah, and we said there's different scenarios. We're about to discuss how tall does the second upper sukkah have to be. When there's a sukkah on top of the lower sukkah, we said lower sukkah is possible. How big does the upper sukkah have to be? That's going to be the focus of the next Gemara. We're going to have 3 opinions. But before we get there, there's a separate question. We're saying if the upper sukkah is higher than 20 amas, that's already sukkah, it's psula anyway. That was one of the series we said it's pasul. And once that sukkah is pasul, we describe the upper sukkah, and we judge the lower sukkah based on itself. If it's kosher, great. If not, not. That was one of the scenarios we had in our breakdown of 4 possibilities. So the Rishonim of Machlekes, when we talk about the upper sukkah being 20 amas, what does that mean? Does it mean it's 20 amas from the beginning of the lower sukkah? When I say beginning, I should say better than that. From the schach of the lower sukkah. So the schach of the lower sukkah is the floor of the second story, or the floor of the upper sukkah, and that, we're saying it's got to be 20 amas from there. So it's really 20 amas plus the lower sukkah, or no, 20 amas from the ground. Says, it's most Rishonim learn, it's 20 amas from the floor of the, from the schach of the of the lower sukkah, because the slach of lower sukkah represents, it really is the floor for the upper sukkah. So that's where you measure the 20 amas from. Whereas the rivet brings from the rift, then we measure from the ground. And the fundamental idea of the machlekes lachar is, going back to way on enough base, what is the psul of 20 amas? If the psul of 20 amas is loy shel tabayinah, my eyes don't see the schach. Or if the psul of 20 amas is that I'm in the shade of the walls, not in the shade of the schach. In both those cases, we're going to measure from where my floor is to my schach, and the floor of this upper sukkah is the schach, is the roof of the lower sukkah. I'm not going to measure all the way from the ground. But if you go like Rava, and the problem is a wall that's 20 amas, by definition has to be kavua, what do I care that this wall is also a wall for another sukkah? Lamais, it's a wall for my sukkah and the other sukkah. This wall is 20 amas tall in total. The portion that it's by me is maybe less than 20 amas. But once it's in total a 20 amas wall, that such a wall has to be kavua, and therefore it will be a problem even if part of it is on a sukkah that's beneath me, and therefore that's the chayyim pshat the rivet in the rift. They go like Rava, going in Rava, who holds that the issue is sukkahs, diras, the issue of 20 amas is being keva. Okay, so back in the Gemara now. We have the sukkah on top of a sukkah, which was saying the pashas, the mishnah says it's pasul. Gemara gave a bunch of qualifications. When we say when I say pasul, it means the lower sukkah is pasul. The upper sukkah theoretically could be kasher. But Gemara gives a bunch of qualifications and scenarios where the upper could be pasul, the lower could be kasher. They both could be kasher, they both could be pasul, or vice versa. Okay. Says the Gemara, what's the shear of this upper sukkah that we have to worry about having a sukkah on top of a sukkah? But kamiye bein sukkah la sukkah v'tei tachtoina psula. How much do you have to have between the upper sukkah and the lower sukkah? And the lower sukkah will become possible by the virtue of being a sukkah under a sukkah, and the psula we said before was from the drush of basukais. Amrav Huna, we have three shitas. Rav Huna says, simple, tefach. The upper sukkah has to be a tefach, tiny. Smaller than, if anyone was keeping score, of course, the smallest shear sukkah we had was taller than a tefach. The smallest shear sukkah we had was 10 tefachim tall, and 6 by 6, according to Beis Hillel, 7 by 7, according to Beis Shammai. Here, Rav Huna is saying, it's gotta be, how tall? And first of all, the Rishonim do point out, our Gemara only focuses on the height. All three of these opinions they're about to quote focus on the height. They don't focus on the width and length of the sukkah, just the height. We'll speak to that shortly. It says, Gemara Rav Huna says, what's the height? A tefach. Where did you get it from? We find that the shear of an oil by tumah is a tefach. Titnan, we learned in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Eilas Ber Gimel. We just referenced this in a couple days ago as well. What's this din? Tefach al tefach brum tefach. We have an area that's one tefach by a tefach. So it's a square tefach with a cube tefach with the height of a tefach, which makes it a cubed tefach. Maybe as a tumah, v'chayt v'chayt tumah. If there's tumah inside it, because it has a shame oil, it spreads tumah throughout the oil. It spreads throughout the tumah oil, but you know what else it does? It has the power to stop the tumah from traveling further. As long as there's a chalal tefach, it causes the tumah to remain inside the oil. Something that goes right on top of the oil will not become tummy tumah space because the oil contains the tumah. However, if it doesn't have that kind of space, or what we had the other day was, if you fill it up, we were discussing legabe, trying to minimize the height of a sukkah, if you remember, by how you minimize the height, because the sukkah was too tall. We discussed minimizing the height by putting down pebbles or straw, and that minimized the height by being mevatel to the ground, so you raise the ground, so now you're within 20 amas, and we connected it to the Mishnah Eilas, that if you could fill up a house with which has a mace in it, you fill it up with pebbles or straw, if you fill it up and you have a tent to leave it, then you mevatel it, or maybe in front of the tent, maybe just stomach even, that was the discussion over there. The point is, if you fill it up, there's no longer any airspace, there's no tefach of airspace in the house. The tumah will not be contained in the house. The tumah will pop right through. The tumah will go right through the roof, and it won't stop by the roof of the house. Says the Gemara inside. It's really this all based on this mission that we're quoting right now. Tefach, tefach, brim tefach again. Maybe it's tumah mechais ve'tumah. Such a halal, such an area of tefach can be a proper oil to spread the tumah throughout the oil, but contain it from traveling above the oil. However, avam pachas mirim tefach. If you have less than a height of a tefach, then, if the ceiling is less than high tefach below the surface, below it, maybe it doesn't spread tumah throughout. It's not considered enough of, it doesn't have a shem oil, so it will not spread tumah throughout. Nor will it be chatzitza to prevent the tumah from traveling upwards. Okay, so Rav Huna says, since we find that tefach is a shear of an oil, that's going to be the shear of a sukkah, gabi sukkah, which renders the lower sukkah pasul. That is Rav Huna shita. Rav Chizdev Rabbi Rav Huna Ami, Rav Chizdev Rav Huna say, Arba, the shear of the sukkah is four. What does it mean? Four tefachim. Why? Because as a general rule, lematzinu makim chashev pachas marba. We don't find a makim chashev less than four tefachim. The we have this in Shabbos lot actually. The minimum makim chashev is four tefachim. So therefore, you want to tell me the sukkah on top of the sukkah has a shame sukkah to pasul, to render the lower sukkah pasul because it's underneath another sukkah. It's only if it's the upper sukkah is four tefachim. Four tefachim is the minimum. Again, we're talking about height wise. Four tefachim is the minimum shear of magam chashav. Less than that's not chashav to get a shame. But chlal. Shmuel, Amr Shmuel says, and Shmuel says something which we would think is actually quite logical. The Mar is going to spend the most time asking kashas on Shmuel, but Shmuel says something which would seemingly be very simple logical. Shmuel says, in order to be a sukkah top of a sukkah, it's got to be a shear sukkah. What's the shear sukkah? 10 tefachim. First mission of the Masechta. Says Mar Shmuel Amar Asara, the shear of the sukkah that's above the sukkah, which renders the lower sukkah puzzle as Asara, 10 tefachim. My time in the Shmuel, Kech Shere Kach Pasula. Because Shmuel says, like a heksha sukkah elsewhere, that's the shear of a sukkah to make another sukkah puzzle. Machshir basara, absul basara. Just like a regular sukkah to be kosher needs a sarah, so too an upper sukkah to render the sukkah below it puzzle needs to be a sarah. Very simple pshat from Shmuel. So we have three machlokes what the shear has to be. The Rishonim discuss our Gemara. Really, it's more Achorinim. They just point out the Gemara is focused on height. What's the height of this upper sukkah to get a shame sukkah in order that it pass, in order to pasul render the lower sukkah pasul? The Gemara doesn't discuss what the length and width is. It doesn't discuss length and width. Says the Sfas Emes that according to Shmuel is pretty straightforward. According to Shmuel, just like the height has to be 10 tefachim, because that's the minimum shear of a sukkah, so too, according to Shmuel, has to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, that's the minimum width and length of a sukkah, right? So the basic shear, according to Bushes, we pass like Bishamai, 7 by 7, according to Bishamai, so theoretically it'd be 6 by 6. According to Rav Chizda, Rabbi Afuna, what will be the shear? So, Sfas Emes is interesting, it would be 4 by 4. Even according to Afuna, according to Rav Chizda 4x4, because that's the shear he said for height, 4 tefachim is height. So it makes sense, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim would be the shear for width and length. Whereas according to Afuna, it's a chiddush. Says the Sfas Emes, it would be a minimum still of 4x4, because even according to Rav Chizda, even according to Afuna, I should say, even if the height of a tefach gives you shame ayil, you can't call it a makam chashav at all if it's not 4x4. So you need at least 4x4 width, even according to Afuna, one tefach would not be enough, as I zok the Sfas Emes. Amik Bracha points out that's interesting. We have machlekes whether it's a good to say to chazer over. When we talk about a machlekes peshav mesil, whether it's 7x7 or 6x6, we have machlekes peshil says 6x6 is enough. Peshav mesil is 7x7 because you need reishav rubai. You need reishav rubai v'shulchanai. That is peshamai. Is peshamai saying it to me ikra din? And a fancy way to say that it is on deraisa level, the sukkah is not kosher unless you have reisha beru v'shachanim, which is 7 tachim by 7 tachim. Or is he saying rabbinically, just like he's concerned that when you don't have a table in the sukkah, the table's outside the sukkah, you may lean over the table outside the sukkah and you may end up eating outside the sukkah. Maybe even when you don't have a table b'chlal, the minimum shear of a sukkah is to have a table, but all more else drabbanan, also like a rabbinic type of idea, not deraisa. Nafkamina is in our case. In our case, we're discussing a sukkah being on top of another sukkah, and by virtue of the fact that there's a sukkah on top of another sukkah, it passes the lower sukkah. So if the pshat is 7 by 7 is only Dindrabanan, 6 by 6 is really enough to be a kosher sukkah. If that's the case, so then the chara, in order to passel the sukkah beneath it, all you need is 6 by 6. You would need 7 by 7. 6 by 6 would be already enough to passel the lower sukkah. Whereas if you hold 7 by 7 as an ikra din, then the raisa, then according to Paskin, according to Beisham, you need 7 by 7. But if you hold it to Dindar raisa that you need it, then it would only passel the lower sukkah. The upper sukkah would only pass the lower sukkah if the upper sukkah was 7 by 7. That's a nice chap from the Amic Bracha. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Tanan, we're trying to be a Raya now against Shmuel. Shmuel says the upper sukkah has to be 10 tefachim tall. We have Rebuta, the Mishnah says, Im ein dirim ba'alayna atochtanik sheira. Rebuta says, if the upper sukkah has no dwellers, the lower sukkah is going to be kosher. My ein dirim, what does it mean there's no dwellers? Elema dirim mamish, if it means literally, there's no tenants, there's just no one there. Says Gemara, that should that play a role? Alta dirim kagarmi, is the tenants, the fact that tenants are in this sukkah, is that a milo mayra? Does that make a difference when that lower sukkah is kosher? The fact that someone's dwelling there, if the upper sukkah renders the lower sukkah pasul, you have a pasuk, a pasukais, or whatever the sfar may be, it renders the pasul whether people are there or not. Why should people make a difference? Elav, so what does it mean, lechara? What it means is not if there's dwellers there, if it's fit for dwellers. Elav, my ein diyarin. What does it mean, Rebita says, if there's no one dwelling there, it won't render the lower sukkah pasul? It means kol shein ruin ledira. Rebita was saying that as long as the upper sukkah is not fit for diyarin, for dwellers, then the lower sukkah wouldn't be puzzle. And what does that mean? The upper sukkah is not fit for dwellers. We know the minimum share of fit for dwellers is 10 tefachim. Hechi dami. What's called not fit for dwellers? L'charet le'gav asara. It's not 10 tefachim at all. So now let's think for a second. Rebuta came along in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said when the sukkah top of the sukkah, the lower sukkah is puzzle. Rebuta says if there's no dwellers in the upper sukkah, which we're saying, which means if it's not fit for dwellers in the upper sukkah, if the upper sukkah is not 10 tefachim, then the lower one's kosher. Michlal said the Gemara, but the Tanakama, who Rebuta is arguing on, presumably, Savar, he holds, Afal Pisha ain't real Adira, Pasula. Must be Tanakam held, even if it's not fit for 10 Tfachim, not fit for people to dwell, it's still Paso, which is not like Shmuel. Shtakash, from our understanding of what Rabbi Yehuda was saying, which is namely, that if the upper Sukkah is 10 Tfachim tall, then it's Paso. If it's not, then it's Kasher. Sounds like Tanakam held, even when it's not 10 Tfachim, it's also going to be Paso. So Shmuel's interpretation of Tanakama is no longer good, says the Gemara, Kyosar Avdini Amar, I'm Marava. No, what he meant was, what Rabbi Yehuda meant in the Mishnah was, when he said the upper sukkah is not fit for dwelling, he meant, if it's not strong enough, not sturdy, this was something actually that Josh brought up after the shiur this morning, and he is very correct, it's Mamash's Gemara, that if the roof of the lower sukkah, which is chach, we know chach is not that strong, typically you can't just have a bunch of people sitting on top of it, if the roof of the lower sukkah is not strong enough, sturdy enough to hold people, of the other Mishnah, the Gemara's Lashon is, to hold the pillows and the mattresses that you need for the usage of the upper sukkah, if it's not strong enough, then, hatachtoina, kshera, then the lower sukkah will be kosher, because you don't view it as if there's a sukkah on top of, you don't view it as if there's a sukkah with a sukkah on top. A sukkah on top is not a sukkah on top, because you can't have a sukkah without a floor. Very interesting idea, actually, that we typically focus on the fact that a sukkah needs, obviously, schach, that's the number one thing, we focus on sukkah. Of course, it also needs walls. Two walls on a tefach according to Chamim, three walls on a tefach according to Shimon, but it needs walls. We need mechitzas, as what we spoke about much of this mesechta, needs to be mechitzas, different material for the walls and then for the schach, but it needs to have both walls and schach, and both of them, and they're all really considered mechitzas to an extent. They have dinim mechitzas, dinay lava, different dinim that may apply to mechitzas, gerasik, maybe yeah, maybe not, machlekes, but the point is they're called mechitzas. We don't think of the floor so much as being a mechitza, being like almost like a wall, being something which is integral. We take it for granted because most things are on the floor, they're on the floor. But in a case where something's, let's say, on a second story, in this case, where you're building a sukkah on top of an existing sukkah, which we're discussing whether rendered the lowest sukkah puzzle, over here we're saying that if you don't have a floor, if the schach is not strong enough to hold the people in the upper sukkah is not called a sukkah. How can you have a sukkah without a floor? Basically, the floor is normally the fifth mechitza, I'll call it the sixth mechitza. You have the four walls, you don't need four full walls, but let's theoretically say you have four walls, you have on top, and then on the bottom, that's also, to an extent, a status of mechitza. Rosh Shechter pointed this out, that it's something that people sometimes overlook, and there's a din in the floor. It's not stam, but yeah, it's just, you know, Pashi could have said that maybe it's just hechitimtza. You can't use a sukkah without a floor, but not that the floor is a status of the sukkah. It's just you can't use it without a floor. No, it seems like Pramagamar is a little more than that, that the floor has a status. The mechitza, it's also one of the integral mechitzas, and again, it doesn't have to be made for any specific material, but it is integral, and therefore, without it, the sukkah is no good, and he says, that's why the Gemara later is going to discuss an idea of love with the guy with the floor. If it wouldn't have a status of mechitza, more fair to apply love to the floor. Love to the walls, love to the schach. Okay, you have love. These are dina mechitza. The floor, if it wouldn't be mechitza, why would you apply love? He says, very good. Because we're seeing in our Gemara that the floor is a proper, has a shame of mechitza. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Mechlal. Kiyasar of Tim Sarana. Imei tachtani chal lakab karm ksasas. Yonav atonik sheira. Now the Marais Akasha. So, Mechlal. To Tanakama Safar Alphabish Aim Rilkaba Psula, we try to use that as an answer to Shmuel. We try to say, you know what the problem with the upper sukkah is? That the floor is no good, not the height, and therefore it's not a kasha on Shmuel. We want to say the problem is the floor is not sturdy enough. And once the floor is not sturdy enough, therefore that's a new problem, nothing to do with Shmuel. But the Mara says it is still related to Shmuel. Because what do you see, Lamaisa? Rabbi Yehuda is saying if the floor is no good, not sturdy enough, it's not a good sukkah. You can make a deek from there, you can infer that the Tanakama hold that even if the floor can't hold pillows, it's still kasher. And if a Tanakama is not makbid, that if the floor of this upper sukkah cannot hold pillows, that it's still going to be kosher. He's not makbid about being a proper makam dira, so he's not makbid about being less than tefachim either. So the Mara just lumps together. You just push the kasher down the road. You kick the can down the road from 10 tefachim to karmuk sosais, but it's ultimately the same idea. Shmuel held, you need the sukkah to be a minimum shear of what would be a kosher sukkah, a place of dwelling, and here we're seeing that it doesn't have to, Tanakam is not makbid on that. Tanakam holds kosher anyway. Says Gemara Mechal, Tanakam is suffering, afish emre the kabel. It can't hold karmuk sosais. Still, it's puzzle. The Tanakama says that even if it's not fit to support these karmic sukkahs, this bottom sukkah will be puzzle because the upper sukkah is kosher, so the bottom sukkah is puzzle. So we see Vaita still kasha on Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Tanakama could agree to Yehuda. The Avad was talking about a sukkah. The upper sukkah has a base, a floor, which is the schach of the lower sukkah that could b'tshasat chak hold karmic sukkahs. Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, Shasachak is not good enough. To be a shame sukkah, to pass the lower sukkah, it's got to be fit to have karmic sukkahs, no problem, not b'shasachak, even not b'shasachak. But according to Tanakama, no, once it could hold b'shasachak, that's already enough. So they both agree it needs to be a makam dira, let's say, like Shmuel. Shmuel can say they both agree it needs to be makam dira. They just argue to what extent is makam dira, ayyadet chak, sufficient, or does it have to be makam dira, even ayyadet chak? That's the chiluk. But Shmuel is no longer spared. The Mishnah could fit like Shmuel. Okay, Zakti, new Mishnah. Pyrus Aleh Sadin Mebechama. Let's say the person spread a sheet over the sukkah because of sun. The sun was bothering him, so he wanted to get protection for the sun. That's a simple taich. We'll see, speak more about that in a second. Now, obviously, a sheet is not kosher schach. Or you spread the sheet under the schach to catch the leaves. Typically, people put, they still do it today often, different psalas, like, you know, leftover branches of trees and stuff like that. The leaves sometimes fall off, goes into the food and the soup, it gets, makes a mess. He put a sheet underneath the schach to catch the leaves, that's all. What's the halacha? Aisha pish taka bikinef. Or he spread a sheet over the four corners, the four posts around the bed. Right? The bed's inside the sukkah. But he put a sheet over the four posts of the bed, creating almost like a private aisle within the sukkah. What's the halacha in these cases? All these cases pasul. Psula, he pasul the sukkah. Being in the sukkah in these cases under a sheet is not kosher. However, but if he has a bed, essentially it's a bed with two posts. It's a bed with, instead of having four posts in the four corners, there's a post at the head of the bed, a post at the foot of the bed, and he spread a sheet over it. So the point is, it actually comes more like a triangle. It just hangs down. It kind of spreads as it goes further down around the bed. But at the top of it's very narrow. Net less than a tefach is the main point. Once something comes to a point less than a tefach, it loses the shame oil. Over there was saying in the Mishnah, that last case is okay. But again, this first case where he spread the sheet because of the chama. What is the issue of what's the case? Okay, so it's fundamental. Machlek, it's really three malchim, it's or two and a half, we'll call it. Rashi learns, we're talking about a sukkah that was mesukkah kehilchasa. It's a perfectly kosher sukkah, proper schach, more shade than sun in the schach, but he wanted more protection from the sun. The sukkah already has protection, more shade than sun in the sukkah. The sukkah already has salsa, murma chamasa, it's really kosher sukkah. But he wants to make it even better. He wants to make it even more enjoyable. How? By putting a sheet there and blocking out the sun even more. Simple. Rashi says, that's the Mishnah's case, and still we're saying it's pasul. Why? Because it's not kosher material for this, for schach, and therefore renders the sukkah pasul. That's Rashi knows. Taisus takes issue. Taisus is bothered. Taisus says, if you're talking about a case where the sukkah is bad and kosher, then this sheet should be no different than what we're about to have in the Gemara, big aside, that when you do something as a decoration for the sukkah, a decorative purposes, let's say you spread a sheet across the top of the sukkah because it's a beautiful sheet, beautiful artistry, beautiful tapestry, and it's just nice sukkah, it will not render the sukkah puzzle, even though that's not kosher schach, it will not render the sukkah puzzle. So this sheet also is there to make my experience more enjoyable, not by virtue of the beauty that I'm looking at, by virtue of blocking the sun out further, that lachar also should not render the sukkah puzzle. It's lanai. Once my sukkah is kosher, doing something lanai or the like for beauty or for comfort, for the like, lachar should not be a stira to the sukkah, and therefore Taisus has issue with Rashi's path. Taisus therefore says, we're talking about a sukkah that was missing in the shear, yet a sukkah that was, let's say, needs 75% coverage in order to be more sun than more shade than sun, let's just say. That's an odd number. But 75% more shade than sun. It was only covered 70%. And the sheet is making up for part of what's missing. That's where it's a problem. The sheet is taking the place of where you need kosher schach. As there's a Taisus, that's the case. Not like Rashi's learning. Taisus then brings, the reason why I call it 2.5 pshatim, because Taisus then brings for a minute of time. Taisus brings it, the first of the learn it as almost like a third pshat. But Taisus brings it as like a vechein. As vechein, right? Ukinyanze. The Taisus exact words are. First was the line in the middle of Taisus. Ukinyanze, mefarsh benetam. Like this, benetam is a farsh. So Taisus has been saying it's not exactly the same, but along the lines, benetam says a very, very interesting insight. Benetam says, we're talking about a sukkah, he makes almost like a pshara. Like Rashi. We're talking about a sukkah that was, eshach kilchasa, had a proper shear. But you know what the problem is? The problem over here is that when the sun beats down, and I actually, I had this in Eretz Yisrael, where we bought those big, looks like those massive lulav branches, but it's much bigger than lulavs, I don't know what they're called, those big branches, and we put them on top of our schach, on our sukkah, and of course, in sukkah's time in Eretz Yisrael, typically, and especially that year when I was in my dira over there, we had open porch, nothing on top of us, obviously, but nothing around us even, to black out, the sun was beating down on the schach, the whole sukkahs. By the time it got to the third day of sukkahs, our leaves had shriveled. Our leaves had gotten so much smaller, all of a sudden what was a great sukkah on the first, you have to know, it's not so simple by the way, you have to know if it was considered a good sukkah to begin with. I shouldn't, it's not so pasha because it has to be a sukkah that's fit for 7 days. If the natural sun is going to dry it out, it could be, it's not just a problem on day three where it's dried out, it could be a very problem on day one, it's not so pasha. But anyway, the point is that, that the concern over here, it says, Ramin and Tam was that the schach is going to get dried out from the sun. Not from the protection from the people, from the schach. And we would even be putting this sheet according to this, over the schach, from the outside, not even under. He's protecting the schach, that it shouldn't shrivel up. Like this, my schach remained kosher the full 7 days. Very interesting malach for a bit of time. So it was like a pshara. I have enough kosher schach, but I still need the protection from the sheet. And that's what we're saying. It's puzzle, because it's dependent on that sheet. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, Leshan El Bnei Nesher, when you're talking about these, spreading the sheet where it's a problem, is only when you're doing it to catch. Yeah.
The chiddush, so he's saying, is that it would be kosher of blocking. Meaning if it was raining and you put that there, it would be kosher. That's the practice with the spices.
That is, I was about to say, it tastes very good. It's raining time. It's also raining time, by the way.
Yeah. Like if it's raining, go out and put the schlock down.
Right. We're saying over here, the reason, Lemais, we're saying the reason why it's no good is because Lamais the Schach needs that protection. And without us, no good. That's Gufa problem. That's what's in Lamais, but it's a problem. Right?
And had it been. It's because all 7 days is going to be a problem.
Right.
Look, just for 5 minutes, sure.
Right? Look at the next words. Amar Rav Chizda. You're going to feel like a glove to what you're saying. Leshenu El Menei Nasher. Only because you're trying to get the leaves. We're trying to protect from falling leaves. That's a problem because that's a lack of the of dwelling in a proper sukkah. If the leaves are bothering you so much, that solves the problem of the sukkah, and that renders the sukkah puzzle. Avul a nice sukshera. If you're doing it as a decorative purposes, like you point down around the Mishnah, if you have a beautiful tapestry that you want to dress up the sukkah, it's kosher. So similar to what he's saying, if it's there for a outside purpose, again, you have to know about the rain. Where the rain falls in, it's like leaves, it's like beauty, but the point is, there is just a sheet of the Renatam, Eliza reference, he's absolutely correct, and that's why some people say the first night, and wait as much as possible, if not, when it's raining, first night especially, with the Chiv Zeraisa, not just the Mitzvah Zeraisa, it's the Chiv Zeraisa, and if it's taking too long, you go make Kiddush in the Sukkah, most say you make without, you don't make Leish for Sukkah, but there are those that say you would be able to, because of, the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Pshita says in the Maritz Pasha, isn't the Mishnah pretty clear? May Aneshita, the Mishnah says that it's possible because it's there to protect falling leaves. Isn't it mashma that when it's for decorative purposes, it's going to be mutter? Isn't that pretty clear? Answer the Gemara, no. Mal Yemaha, who had not feel nice, I'll tell you, even if the Sukkah was having this sheet spread out, even for beauty purposes, it would also make it possible. So why the Mishnah talking in terms of Nesher? Haitani Nesher, Man Nesher, or Chdamil Sukkah, because it's much more common. It's more common that people think they'd be putting out sheets in the Sukkah and be putting it out to collect the falling leaves, as well. Again, for us it's a little different because many people now use bamboo or the bamboo sheets that are made by Yiddish companies or commissioned by Yiddish companies, so leaves are not as common. But back in the day, that was everyone's schach. Everyone's schach had leaves in it. Still today, a lot of people also have that, but back in the day especially, and it was common to have leaves falling in a yantiv. So if someone's bringing up a sheet, isn't right the case is going to be to bring up the sheet, not for noi purposes, but for catching the nesher? Since that's the common case, that's what the Mishnah taught in that case. And therefore, I would say, maybe for noi purposes also is possible. And the Mishnah taught the case, that's more common, that's all. Kamash pana, no. The Mishnah taught dafka nesher when it's coming for leaves, but if it's there for noi, that would attack be kosher, that wouldn't be puzzle. Lema say, let's bring a Ryan out of Chizda that was done for noi, it's kosher. A person covers and he decorated the sukkah with colored cloths, embroidered linens, and he hung in the sukkah nuts, almonds, peaches, pomegranates, clusters of grapes, and yenish shabanim salt, glass bottles of wine, oil, fine flour. If you ever go into sukkah and yishalayim, if you ever go to the sukkah, actually, you don't have to go back that far. I'm sure everyone here, if they were around 25 years ago to sukkah, the sukkah of your fathers, right? The sukkah of your own sukkahs, you still have till today, some people have. You have these types of decorations. It's gemara based. These decorations, says the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't see, I just sort of brought down, but I didn't see the whole piece. If he says, explains the reason, but if the gemara gives these as examples, he says, it's not the pshat, that's what they use, that's a deeper vaiva. No. Obviously, there's something to it. Why these? They represent simen brach, whatever it be. There's something to it. That's why these are used for decorations. As a matter of fact, I remember growing up, it was already, you know, technology was already a little bit ahead, so they had all these fake clusters of grapes and these fake. I remember thinking, what on earth? What is so exciting about a fake cluster of grapes? So here's where it comes from. It's mimicking what they had in the Gemara. I wonder again, whatever the Indian is, I wonder if you satisfy that Indian with a fake cluster of grapes or not. Okay. We used to have, I don't see birds here. That was when I was growing up, that was a very popular one, in Brooklyn at least, the fake grapes and the fake birds. That was the very popular decorations. Okay. Says Gemara, before they got all these silver foiled ones, which I never understood them, besides the fact that they weren't made for sukkahs. They're made for other holidays, just to be very clear. But besides that, I never understood what the beauty of those things are. Okay. Says the Gemara, it's just personal taste at least. Yenish man of saltas, also stop it, ma'am. The halach is, when you have all these schach, it's also to benefit. Else muktzah became a muktzah, kind of like the atzei sukkah muktzah. These are muktzah. But before you get to Amud Beis, the point is we already quoted that you made your sukkah kachzah and you decorated with colored cloths and embroidered linens. That's a clear raya to Rav Chizda's din that putting on a cloth l'nei says muktzah. That's really the part we need. The rest of it was really again we quoted the whole Brisa's entirety, the whole member. But really, we had the part that we need. Turn to the Amud Beis. Says the Amud, it's also ad muktzah yomtiv achron shachag. It's also to the end of chag. The missing lamb is made it tonight. How call it for tonight? Made it tonight. Then he wants to be able to use it. How call it for tonight? Now Rashi explains that what does it mean tonight helps. Rashi explains, Beautifar says that he made it tonight, and he said, I'm not going to be baidel, meaning I'm not going to say it's set aside for sukkahs. I'm going to make sure to make a declaration that kol bein hashmashes, which is when the muktzah bichal, it's not separated from me. I'm still able to touch it, use it. I'm not setting it aside, not saying for sukkahs, for the chag, and as long as he does that for bein hashmashes, it's going to be permissible. Rashi's mashma, as long as you do it by the first bein hashmashes going into sukkah, you've taken away the status of muktzah for the 7 days of sukkahs, and if you didn't, it's muktzah all 7 days. That is Rashi. However, Rabban learns, interesting, Rabban agrees to the chumra side, that if I didn't If I didn't say that it's not muktzah, I didn't make a clear declaration that I'm not baidl from it, I'm not separating myself from it throughout the whole Benish Mashas, it will be muktzah for all 7 days, even though it's just the first day. But on the flip side, he holds, you have to have this tonight every night of Sukkot. Not just the first night. Every night, Benish Mashas is going to the next day of Sukkot. Interesting idea for the Ramban. You have to have in mind again that I'm not letting it become muktzah, otherwise it won't be muktzah the first day, but it'll become muktzah the second day, and so on and so forth. Okay, but the Mara is a clear raya that you have these linen cloths, and it's mutter. Obviously, it's mutter because we're discussing that. What's a night? We're discussing this as a beautiful night, and it's muktzah because it's a night. It has the Gemara Dumm Natsad. Who told you it's hanging under the Sach? Maybe these cloths in this brisa were hanging from the walls. People hang beautiful cloths on the walls. You have no raya that affects the Sach. Itmar, we learned in a memra, Amram, Itmar is usually Amram, Nei Sukkah, Im Matma Sukkah, decorations of the Sukkah don't reduce the height of the Sukkah, Amravashi, Menatsama Matin. So this is just a point that sometimes the decorations are hung up from the side. That Nei Sukkah, when it comes from the top, from the ceiling, it doesn't diminish the height of the Sukkah. Now, Rashi points out that's a two-way street. That means, if my Sukkah is 21 amas tall, not allowed to be, but I hang up Nei, beautiful decorations, and the decorations fall within 20 amas, it doesn't have to fix it. It doesn't have to fix it. And we've touched on the similar idea before. Why? Because the chayre, 20 amas tall is too tall, and the decorations don't bring the height down. If there was enough kasher schach hanging down, we said that would minimize the height. But decorations are not kasher schach, and therefore they don't bring the height down. Even according to Rabbah, who says, Leshalta ba'ena, the issue is my eyes don't see the schach, and now that I have a beautiful decoration within 20 amas, it doesn't help because it's got to be schach itself that I'm seeing. We don't rely on other things because we see schach. The walls, the sukkah, it's part of the sukkah, it's better. The decorations drew extra credit. The chayre wouldn't be enough. Okay. So that's that. So it doesn't help bring it down. On the flip side, this part is very interesting. What if the sukkah is only 10 fachim tall, the minimum height of a sukkah? We said, what if you have a decoration hanging down? So now I have a little less than 10 fachim, and the spot was hanging down. Halacha is, it's not going to minimize either. The decorations don't bring it down to make a kasher, but they don't lower it to make a pasul either. Ask the mefarshim, what do you mean? We had by the case of the schach, which had a little bit of schach hanging in within the sukkah. Abaye thought to say, if as long as it's not enough schach, that in itself would be enough to be kasher, the amount that's hanging in. So we say, we look as if it's not there, and the small sukkah, this 10 tefachai sukkah, is kasher, even with the schach hanging in. Says Rava, no, it's going to be pasul because it's a diras srucha, a 10 tefachai sukkah, which has stuff hanging in the srucha. So why over here, don't we say it's pasul of diras srucha? Answers the mefarshim, because decorations are nice. They're beautiful. It doesn't bother the person. Extra schach hanging in bothers the person. It's not comfortable. It makes it squishy. When something's nice and he appreciates it, it won't be as squishy. It won't bother him. Very interesting answer. And Ravashi sticks in as well. From the sides, they do armamayit. This is what I'm saying. It doesn't mayit. It doesn't change the height. It's from the top. From the sides, it would take a diminish if you need a minimum sukkah of 6x6 or 7x7 or 4 amas by 4 amas. Quote Rebbe, the decorations jutting out from the sides would diminish the size and make it a problem if it brings it with lower than the minimum shear. Minyamin avdei Ravashi ish. The shirt of Minyamin, who was the Eved of Ravashi, it became soaked in water, and he spread it over the sukkah to dry. Innocent, spread over the sukkah to dry. Omei Ravashi, dialed Larmi Lake, comes back to the Kabatama. Quickly take it off, that people won't say, look, they're using clothing to make a schach on the sukkah. It's clothing on my Kabatama, even if it's made from linen or flax, right? It goes to the ground, but it doesn't make a difference. It's once it's clothing, it's Makabatama, it's, you can't put it on, you can't use it for schach. So therefore take it off. So, the response to that was, what was Ravashi's issue? People see it's wet. It got wet. He's drawing it. Isn't it fairly obvious? So the answer is, you're right. Ravashi responded, I meant to take care of it the second it's dry. While it's wet, the answer is there with the question. People say you could use clothing as chach. No, it's wet clothing. It's just drying. But make sure the second it's dry, that people won't walk by and see it, and see a dry bag, and make sure to take it off before it's noticeable once it's dry. Itmar. Gnoi sukkah hamuflagim amena arba. Famous topic. This is relevant for those big decorations. Let's say you have a gnoi sukkah, which spread out beneath the schach, that go full depth of 4 tefachim below the schach. Rav Nachman, the question about what the size is the other way also. Four square tefachim. It's pretty big, but it's common. Especially, by the way, when people do these big, beautiful, flower things they hang from the ceiling. Some big, beautiful fixtures, light fixtures, flower fixtures, where, again, flowers themselves could be, often that's made from what itself is kasher schach, but the things that contain them, the pots, are not kasher schach, which can make for a big issue. One has to be careful. Typically, those are actually put over a table. It's not where people are sitting. Maybe they could potentially lean over, like Beishamai, no, but usually it's over a table. It's not over where people are sitting. But often, sometimes, especially in the big sukkahs, these big gatherings, they have these big, beautiful light fixtures, big, beautiful, whatever it may be, and those things are more than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and more than 4 tefachim away from the ceiling. So what's the halacha? Machlekes, Rav Nachman says kasher, Rav Chizkiya Rabba Rav Huna Amar Pesula. Rav Nachman says kasher, Rav Chizkiya Rabba Rav Huna say it's puzzle. Rav Chizkiya Rabba Rav Huna So period. That's the machlokes. Rav Chizkiya, Rabbi Avuna, the ones who said it was pasul, iklu bei reish klusa, they came to visit reish klusa, and agniu nunu, Rav Nachman besuka shnei meflagim emena arba tvachim, and Rav Nachman put them up in a sukkah that they held as pasul. He put them up in a sukkah where there was decorations that were more than four tvachim away from the ceiling. He put Rav Chizkiya, Rabbi Avuna in such a sukkah. You know what they did? Ishtigu, they were quiet. Vlamalavlami, they didn't say anything, and they went to use the sukkah. Amr lehu, so Rav Nachman said, oh, you don't care? Hadar Baruch, Hadar Rabbanan Mishmaitu. Must be your chayzer from your psak. The fact that you're not being particular must be chayzer from your psak. Amr lehu, and they said, no, famous at the end. Sukkah is very important in halacha. We're in the middle of a shlucha mitzvah. They were going on a mission for the Reish Kalusa, let's say, for their Rebbe, for the Reish Kalusa. And once we're shlucha mitzvah, it's very interesting concept. It's so fun. It's as far as it does. That while they're on a mission for their Rebbe, the mamash patam masukah. So it seems like they still were going to go on a sukkah if it doesn't cost them anything. But the second sukkah is possible, didn't bother them because they're patam masukah anyway. It's one of patam from a sukkah regardless.
When you say it was four tvachim, was it that had it? Even one little piece of it was below four tefachim, or the whole thing was under four tefachim. How was it hanging? Do you hear what I'm asking?
Yeah. No, it seems like it's four tefachim away from the lower down from the schach, and big enough to have a shear of to be considered its own oil, like an oil within
but
the.
It can't be flying. It's not a flying saucer.
It's hanging. What do you mean?
It's attached by a string.
Okay. No.
So it's not four tefachim down.
Why not?
Because the string is attached to the schach.
Yeah, but the decoration extends four tefachim below the schach.
So then you're saying even if it's above four tefachim, but does any of the decoration below
Yes.
Okay.
As long as part of that's what you mean. Yeah, yes. As long as part of the decoration reaches to that point, it becomes a separate, like by the way, four tefachim is the shear of schach pasul. That's the shear of schach pasul. Right? So it's already a shear of enough schach pasul, and that seems to be the concern over here. So Rav Nachman wasn't worried about it because it's there to beautify the sukkah. He holds his bottle, it's fine. Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Avuna held it's a problem. Rav Nachman put them in such a sukkah, and he said, and they were makbid, so he said, oh, it must be a chayz. They said, no, we should look at mitzvah, and therefore we're put them in a sukkah. That's a big cool some people want to use when they're traveling sometimes on sukkahs, depending on where they're going, what they're doing, to be more lenient when it comes to sukkah with regard to this idea of being shlucha mitzvah. Okay. Says the, it's both shlucha mitzvah and hoylich drachim also. When people, let's say, I heard a psak from a chashaviyin. Someone, for whatever reason, he has to go to work, he has to travel somewhere. While he's in the car would be the best time if he's going to eat out of the sukkah, which is likely he's going to do that. He could have just eat fruits and vegetables, foods that don't require a sukkah, but while you're in the car would actually be the best time to eat because you're mamish hoylich drachim. Hoylich drachim is also patam ra sukkah, another example.
I've heard that very often from
Radinsky. Oh, you heard it from Radinsky? I didn't hear from Radinsky. I actually heard it from in Toronto. I'm not sure where he heard it from. Chashvian, or Finkel. Or Finkel in Toronto. But he heard it. I forgot who he said it over. I think he may have said it over from Shlema. But it makes sense. For Bissal said the same thing. Very good. Yeah, so while
you end up in the hotel, now you got problems.
Right. Once you're stationed in the hotel, if you had no reason to be there, make it there. But while you're on the road, again, it's a funny thing because if you had no reason to be there, while you're on the road also, you call the Halach Terechem. Halach Terechem is a bizarre. Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. So now there's an interesting conversation for the Ritva. Very, very important. The Ritva is bothered that what on earth is Rav Nachman doing? You hold it's Aser. You hold it's not a sukkah. You hold it's a pasul sukkah with a decoration. You meaning Rav Chizkiya and Rabbi Avuna. Yes, Rav Nachman holds it's kosher. Well, he's putting it in their face. He's saying, I'm going to put you in a sukkah that you hold is no good. What's he doing? They said we're potter anyway. He wanted to see if they're chaser, but what is the game? He knew, and he can't tell me he didn't know because the second they said it's okay, he said, "Oh, I see you're chaser." He knew exactly what they held. What's going on over here? If I know you hold something's usher, I'm going to feed you something that's usher. So says the Ritva, beautiful couple of major yisaidus. Ritva says you say that if someone's a pesik, he's a balei ra himself, like Rav Nachman was the gadol dar. Rav Nachman was a pesik. If someone's a pesik, a balei ra. And he holds of his din, he's allowed to, I don't want to say foist his din on someone else, but he's allowed to issue his psak for someone else as well, even if that person doesn't agree to the psak. But he gives two major caveats, two major qualifications. Number one, you got to let them know what you're doing. You can't sneak it on them. They have to know. So in this case, it was obvious. You don't have to tell them. There's a big decoration there. If they hold it's no good, they'll know. You don't have to tell them as because it was obvious. But let's say it was a food that was prepared in a way that they would hold zasser. He holds mutter. He can give it to them because he holds his mutter, knowing they hold zasser, but he would have to tell them. You'd have to tell them. They'd have to know. You can't sneak it on them, number one. And qualification number two is has to be that the machlekes is still out there. Meaning he holds Rav it's kosher. They hold it's not kosher. And he's issuing his psak because he's going, he wants to, you know, he wants to, his psak to become accepted. But once his psak is not accepted, once there is a common psak, not like his psak, then he has no right. Once there's been an accepted consensus, not like his psak, then you can't do it. It reminds me a little, of course, of the famous gemara we have that they nimna beishamay and beisil to marry each other, even though we had by yevamis, where they had a machlekes with each other. If there's a chiv yibam, no chiv yibam, that leads to major differences. If you hold there's a chiv yibam, what I hold there's no chiv yibam, according to me, it's eishes ach, shleim makam mitzvah, the child's a mamzer. According to you, it's a mitzvah. So according to me, some of the children that's in that family are mamzerim, right? And vice versa, according to them, some of the cases where we held there's no mitzvah yibam is yivam alashuk. This could be big issues. There's tumah v'tahara machlekesin, says the Gemara, says the famous Mishnah over there. They didn't refrain from marrying each other, even though they held different halachas lagabi yivam lagabi ishus, different halachas lagabi tumah v'tahara. They didn't refrain from marrying each other's daughters and from eating each other's table. At the face of it, sounds like a beautiful kind of like this beautiful. Kind of like a spiritual bliss that even though we don't have the same halacha, it's fine. But it's not, it doesn't make sense. It's not fine. So some of the first ones explained beautiful over there that, I remember last time I said this, I remember Yehuda Aryeh pointed out, he felt that that's not the pashtus. He felt the pashtus is there's some sort of spiritual bliss. You have your psak, I have my psak, and we still can do whatever we want together. But the Mefarshim pointed out, they're very clear, if I remember, I forget who says it, maybe, I don't think it's Gemara, I think it's the Rishonim there, that they didn't refrain from marrying each other, or eating by each other, because they knew that they would inform each other that what is usher, what is mutter. Meaning, the people of Beishameh knew that it's okay that if something they held as usher, Beisil held as mutter, was being done, the Talmid of Beisil would tell them, you cannot marry this shidduch because this, according to you, is not a good shidduch. This, according to you, is good shidduch. This, according to you, is tameh. This, according to you, is not tameh. They would tell each other, not stam, they wouldn't tell each other. They didn't refrain from marrying each other, even though they didn't have the same opinion and everything. But they also would notify each other, I can't feed you something you hold as usher, which fits very well. That mahalach fits very well with the Rishon saying over here. Okay, let's hurry up a little bit. I want to finish this amud and maybe start to get a little bit onto the next amud as well, just because we have 2 days, unfortunately, because it's Tisha B'av, we learn about the Shabbos. And we learn again on Sunday, and Tisha B'av covers both Matzah Shabbos and Sunday, but it's difficult to learn till Monday, so let's try to cover as much as possible. Says the Gemara. Amar B'dimah Shmuel. Mutter lishan b'kila b'sukkah. His mutter is asleep in a hot kila canopy, which is under the sukkah. Al b'shish v'gag gimel is a gag, so you're really within an aisle, within the sukkah. V'usha ain't a gavaya, asara. And really, as long as this kila is not 10 tefachim tall, really I should have used this lashon before. In the first Gemara we started off with just now, when we said we have a sukkah on top of a sukkah, if we were discussing how big does the upper sukkah have to be, Rav Huna said, one tefach. We said maybe the width is 4x4, but one tefach high, where we said according to Rav Chizda, right, we said it's to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. We said according to Shmuel, it's got to be a real sukkah. So according to Shmuel, it's mamish a sukkah, gabi sukkah. According to Rav Chizda, according to Rav Huna, you know what you'd call that? It's really an oil gabi sukkah. It's not a sukkah gabi sukkah. The upper one's not a sukkah. It's an oil gabi sukkah. And so it's possible. Just a fact. I'm just pointing out that they held the drusha of basukkahs without the vav is telling me you got to be in a sukkah alone and not within a sukkah that's under a sukkah. That, of course, is possible. But even a sukkah under an oil is possible. Here we have almost the opposite case. Here we're discussing when a person's in an oil under the sukkah. He's in this kila canopy bed, which has a cover inside the sukkah. It's kosher. However, there's a qualification as long as it's not 10 fachim tuol. Once it's 10 fachim off the ground, that's too much of a status and that'll be considered a chatzit. So that'll be an oil and he won't be considered in the sukkah. Tashema. Akasha from the Brisa, Hayasha Makila, the Sukkah Le Yatzei Chavasa. Here it says very clearly, Yenayetz with the Kila, not like the member of Yidum Shmuel, answers the Gemara, Hachamai, Skin Kishkavaya Sarah. The Gemara says simple, you know what the case over there is? Where it's 10 tall. If Yidum Shmuel base is said very specifically, only below 10. If it's 10 Tvachim tall, then it's no good. This woman was below 10 Tvachim tall. He's talking about where it's above 10 Tvachim tall. I'm sorry, the Bryce is talking about where it's above 10 Tvachim tall, and therefore it's possible. He was talking about where it's below 10 Tvachim tall. Meisve, Hayashin Tachasamit, the Pesukah Le'atzni Chavasli. Same question, same answer. If a person is dwelling under the bed, we're saying it's possible. Why is it possible? It should be a problem. Answer is, according to Shmuel, it should be a problem. Answer is, Hatigam Shmuel, Mita Gavasara. Shmuel himself said over there, the bed was 10 Tvachim tall. When it's 10 Tvachim tall, he agrees it's a problem. Only when it's below 10 Tvachim is it going to be okay. Tashema, another Kasha, Aisha Piris Al Gabe Kinaifis. Psula, if you spread, this is our Mishnah, end of our Mishnah, if you spread the sheet over Kinefis, that's the four posts, as opposed to the two posts. If you spread over the four posts, it's possible. Why is it possible? Chayra, it shouldn't be an issue. Answer is again, Hasanami Dikve Asar. What's 10 Tvachim? 10 Tvachim, of course, is a problem. In fact, Gemara, we have a problem, we have a kasha on this answer, because we have a Bryce that seems to say clearly not like this. Halik Taniyachi, but we learned not like this. The Taimu Litra Bryce, Naklit and Shnayim, when you have a bed with two posts, may have naklitim, that refers to a bed with two posts, and the sheet hanging over is hovering over that. Kneifes arba, the word kneifes refers to when there's four posts. Piros agabi kneifes psula, if one spreads the sheet over the kneifes, sukkah's possible, and the person sleeps in the bed with the kneifes spread out over it, over him, possible. He's possible to his dwelling of the sukkah. The area underneath that bed, underneath that kneifes is possible. Agabi naklitim kira, but if you spread a sheet over these two naklitim poles, that's kasher. Vajle naklitim gavayim minamita sara. Look what it says. even by nachlik there are two, it's kosher as long as it wasn't 10 tvachim. What do you see? Mechal de kineifus, when you have the four posts, alpha bishen gvay masar, even less than 10 tvachim is possible. We see that dafkot is only two poles, so that comes to a very narrow point on top, and it's less than 10 tvachim, that's when it's kosher. Mashma, that the four posts are possible even less than 10 tvachim. Read the Mishmul's whole chiddush was that it's okay to be in a canopy bed as long as you're under 10 tvachim. Here we're seeing even under 10 tvachim is possible if it's, once it's a proper covering, once it's a proper covering, even if it's less than 10 tvachim, is it possible? Like Shmuel, answer to Gemara, no. There's a big difference. Shani kneifus tekevi. Kneifus are more fixed. Kneifus are more fixed than a kila. Right? The kneifus are more fixed than a kila. Therefore, kneifus, even a below 10 tvachim, is problematic. If it's four posts, it's a problematic. Whereas a kila, less than 10 is less fixed, and less than 10 tvachim will not be a problem. Says Gemara, Shani kneifus tekevi. Fari sukkah, rabbi sukkah, getting back to our original case today. Sukkah, the rabbi sukkah, tekevi, that's considered fixed. Vamar Shmuel kechsher kach pesula. Shmuel is one that says, you know how big the pesuk has to be? 10 tvachim kechsher kach pesula. It's only possible if it's 10 tvachim tall. Now you just told me something that's fixed. It's possible even less than 10 tvachim. Why was Shmuel saying that the sukkah gabisukkah needs to be 10 tvachim? Even less that should be able to be possible. Answers the Gemara. Amri hasim de mevusel sukkah basara hach leshvuya eila batzim basara nami have eila. It's a very big difference. Over there, you're coming to passel the lower sukkah. In order to pass the lower sukkah, you need the upper sukkah to have a status of 10 tvachim to be considered a proper sukkah to pass the lower sukkah. Over here, we want to know if it's an eil. Do we consider the bed to be an eil? Yes, if the bed is a proper cover and it's covered, it's the cover comes to not just a point of one tefach, it's wider than the tefach, and it's a proper cover, it's considered an eil. He's in an eil, even less than tvachim. He's considered in being in a separate eil. Once he's in a separate eil, he's not considered to be directly in the sukkah, and that's the pasul. Amar b'chlifa b'arvim amar Shmuel hayashim mekila aram. One is this is another lacha from Shmuel regarding lying in this kila in the canopy bed, totally on the face of it irrelevant to our sugya, but it's just the same type of story. This is relevant to Kriyashma. He's lying naked in this canopy bed. He sleeps naked in the bed, so he wants to say Kriyashma. Might see Reisha chutz l'kila v'kara Kriyashma. He takes his head out of the canopy and he can say Kriyashma. Now, what's the idea? The idea is the person who's naked is not allowed to say Kriyashma, but if we view the canopy cover as like a cover on him, like a blanket, then he's not considered exposed, undressed, and therefore it's okay. Tosfos points out, very good, that he's not exposed, that's separating his neck, his body's not naked, his erva is not completely naked because he's covered, but the heart and the erva are not separated, right? Because it's just a general cloth on top. The heart and the erva are separate. Tosfos says, Anachami, this Gemara clearly holds, you don't need a separation between the heart and the erva. But we paskin l'mais that we do. This idea of gartel from chassidim doesn't come from nowhere. The idea of gartel chassidim on a basic level, the idea of the gartel is, it separates the heart from the erva. It's separating the heart from the, right, from the erva, the gartel. The litvaks, the non-chassidim, they just hold that we wear undergarments, we wear pants, we wear a belt. There's enough separations there that you don't need. Right, but if one was wearing just a plain robe without a separation, without a belt, it would be problematic. Even right, you would have to wear some sort of guard. Okay, fine. But says that as a but Agamar is going without that. So Agamar says that this kila serves as a cover. The main says going to be. I'll speak out now, and then we'll read it inside quickly. But I already cut to the chase. The Gemara's answer. We're saying that the canopy bed in some places we're going to say works to separate, and you can say Kriyashma, and other places it doesn't. And the basic premise is going to be when it's more than 10 tefachim tall, it's like an oil. An oil can't be my cover. My room is not my cover. And therefore, it's a problem being naked, and he can't say Kriyashma. Whereas when it's less than tefachim, we view the oil, even though it's really an oil, we view it as a covering to him. It's like a blanket, and therefore it could cover him in order to say Kriyashma. Okay, so the Brisa first says over here that, not the Brisa, the memory name of Shmuel over here first is that he. Akila will enable the person who's undressed to say Kriyashma because it serves as a cover. Says Gemara, makes me have a question from a Braisa. Hayashim Mekila Aram Loi Yaitzi Reisha Chos Lekila V'Kriyash Kriyashma. He cannot say Kriyashma because he can stand outside the Kila. Hakamayas Kizil Chartz Astir to Shmuel's memory. Hakamayas Kizil Kriyashma Asara. The answer will be, and this is the beautiful connection. We're not just talking about a canopy again. We're talking about a canopy and the distinction between being 10 Tachim or not. Just like we said, 10 Tachim is a problem when it becomes puzzle to be inside the circle. 10 Tachim is okay. We're saying also, over here, so it's opposite. When it's 10 Tachim, yeah, no, it's not opposite. It's a problem. It's not considered a good covering in order to be able to say Kriyashma. When it's less than 10 tvachim, it's a good covering. How come I skin Kriyashma Yasara? Says the Mark, I'm a star, I'm a star, I'm a Tony Safe, I'm a star, 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 the end of that price says, one cannot say Kriyashma inside this tent, because it's considered, when he's undressed, because like being naked in a house, you're naked in a house, you don't say the house is covering me. So do this. What do you see from there? You can't stick your head out the window. We're comparing this kila bed to a house. It must be talking about a kila bed that was 10 fachim tall and it's more comparable to a house than a kila bed that potentially was less than 10 fachim tall. Says the Gemara, Ubayis Nami, top of Yudaf, Manalov. Sorry, even if the bias is not 10 tefachim tall, keep it to kfir elu. Bias the chiddush the other way. Don't say once the bias less than Dachim Dol, then it's okay, it's considered a cover. No. A bias has a shame bias, has a shame oil, it's never going to be called a cover. That's not going to work. The Ligarim Knaifis, a house is certainly no worse than Knaifis. We said before, we just said a few lines ago, Knaifis, which is more permanent, even though it's less than Dachim, it also is considered a problem of a separate oil. A house certainly is even more than Knaifis, will be considered oil, and therefore would not be considered protection for ever purposes for being Urim to Davin. And furthermore, if you bring it back to last Gemara, it also would be considered certainly an issue of being inside the Sukkah, of separating the Sukkah. Says Gemara, another lashon in the full memra. Rav Yudah Mashmuel said before we had the memra was that the original version of the memra was that a person is allowed to sleep in the kis chasanim provided that's lower than 10 tefachim. Now the memra is slightly different. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel mutlishim kis chasanim the sukkah lefish in the gag. You're allowed to sleep in the kis chasanim because there's no roof. Afal pishik v'asara. Even though it's 10 tefachim, so here we're giving more lenient. Even the base lashon is much more lenient. Even though it's 10 tefachim tall, it's okay to sleep in this kis chasanim inside the sukkah because it comes to a point the top. There's a pole in the front of the bed, a pole in the back of the bed, at the head of the feet, and there's a pole going across, and the sheet goes over the pole, and it's not a full tefach thick. There's never an oil there, because since there's not oil there, therefore it's not a problem. It's not a problem even if it's tefach mitol. Meisvei yashu pekila besukla yatzei kavasa. You learned the brisa. Same question before. You're not yatzei. Hachav ma'iskina beyesh legag. That case is talking about where there was a gag. It was a tefach thick. By the way, we're going to learn really the simple malach. I believe it's the. I want to say it's the ritva, whereas it's machlekes. The ritva versus the teisvis and the ritva gazi. And the Ritz Gaius. The Ritz Gaius and Taisus learn that the two Lashainas are actually arguing. Two Lashainas arguing. It's not Stam. Two different Lashainas. The Mamash arguing. We're going to learn a partially like the Ritz says they're not arguing. The Ritz actually points out when you have Ikka Amri, the two Lashainas are likely arguing. Lishna Achrina is not necessarily arguing. Both Dina Machu. Both Dina Machu. Basically, you need, in order for it to be a problem, you need the Kila to come to a wider than a Tefach on top. Otherwise, it's not oil. That takes away the problem. Or if it's less than tefachim, that takes away the problem. If I have either or, let's say 10 tefachim, but it's not a tefach wide, or it's more than tefach wide, but it's not tefachim tall, either way, it will not be a problem. So both these members of Shmuel, both these versions, are actually correct. That's how Ritva learns. Says Gemara, Tashima, another rai against this member of Shmuel, Naklina Shnayim, when you talk about Naklinim posts, Nair bed, that's two posts. Knaifis Abra, Knaifis is four posts. Pierce like Abra, Knaifis below, if you spread covering over four posts, the sukkah, it's possible to be inside a sukkah, inside that bed, inside the sukkah. Agam and Naklitin Kshir, but on top of these Naklitin, it's kosher, similar to what we said in our Mishnah. On top of these two posts, it's okay. Ubavach lo yu, Naklitin Gavay Menamita, Asar Tvachim, provided that the Naklitin aren't taller than the bed, Tet Tvachim. Make a diak, Hagavay Menamita, Asar Tvachim, Psula, Afakav Shein Lagag. But the Naklitin, we're assuming again, that since it's just two poles at the foot and the head of the bed, and there's a pole going across, and the sheet's over, the sheet's not a Tefach thick, so we're making a diak in the Bryce that if the Naklitin are a height, if the Naklitin are a height of, if Naklitim are a height of, sorry. If the Naklitim are a height of 10 tefachim, we're saying that's going to be a problem. Why? It's not a tefach thick on top. Answer the Gemara, Shen Naklitim to Kavi. Naklitim are different because they're kavua. They're more kavua. And since they're kavua, therefore it's considered a proper roof. It makes a problem. Ikavi lavi kanaifis. 1 second, if it's kavua, isn't that a problem? That should be a kanaifis. Should be a problem even less than 10 tefachim? Lagavi kanaifis, like kavi, lagavi kila kavi. We have three different madrigas, and the first one actually spelled out for us. Kila is less kavua. So by a kila canopy, it makes, if it's not, you need both 10 tefachim tall, and more than a tefach thick on top, otherwise not a problem. This naklitim are a little more kavua than the kila, and therefore, once it's already ten tefachim tall, it's going to be a problem, even if it's not a tefach thick, it's a problem, so just ten tefachim tall, and they have the kanaifis, which could be less than ten tefachim tall, and still a problem, because kanaifis is the most kavua. Let's see if we're aligned to the Mishnah. Darish Rabbi Baruch Mahuna, mutalishim bekila af pishesh lagag, one's allowed to sleep in a kila canopy and sukkah, even though there's roof to it, af pishesh lagag, even though it's ten tefachim tall. And who does that feel like? Kemak Rabbi Huda. It's another halacha based on Rabbi Huda. We view as the El Arai, the shelter he has in the bed, is an El Arai compared to the El Keva, the greater sukkah that the whole thing's in, and therefore everything's in the sukkah, and therefore it's still kosher. The time we learned the Mishnah, Amar Yuda, we used to sleep under the bed, in our sukkahs, under the beds, which again is like under the canopy, and the Zekanim didn't make issue with us. So why is Rabbi Chana saying, it's not a sleep in a kila, even though it has a gag, even though it's ten tefachim tall, just say, Alach Rabbi Yuda, period. Because if you would say Alach Rabbi Yuda, you know what happened? Hava mina, ani mi mita, til gaba suya. Maybe by a bed it's mutter. That was the case of Rabbi Yuda, where they were sleeping under the beds. Ava kila, because a bed is made, this is a big site. A bed is built for what's on top of it. So therefore, maybe there it's not a problem, because even though you're sleeping under, it's not meant to be an oil, and therefore maybe it's not a problem. But a canopy, which is meant to be an oil. Maybe that would be a problem. So you want to spell out, that's also not a problem. Avakila, the Lasecha, Asuya, Eim, Elay, maybe that'll still be a problem. Kamashman, that's also okay. Taima, Rabbi Huda, Lasa, Arai, Vatal, Oil Keva. And the reason Rabbi Huda is, because Oil Arai will not come and destroy an Oil Keva. Leishna, Mita, Vleishna, Kila, makes a difference if it's Mita, Kila. Either way, it will not mess it up. It's going to be Kosher, according to Huda, it'll be Yetza. Again, we're definitely ahead. We're ready on to Sunday's daf, but we'll have to catch up more on Monday. Have a wonderful Shabbos and an easy fast.